On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Look who's here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, look. Use your eyes and look.
Look at that.
Listen to who's here today. I mean, people do say look.
They do. And there she is, Tori Lagarde, humorist and philanthropist. And she...
I'm funny even when I'm in a really rotten mood.
Yeah.
And knew? I'm in the rottenest.
Who knew? I think it's Wednesday. I'm not sure. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Donald Trump is just taking care of my moods pretty quickly and easily.
Oh, man. You know, at one point, I thought this was all a humorous little romp through childhood.
You know, you've talked about this then, of course.
Oh,
I'm late to the party,
man.
But, you know, what'll happen tomorrow?
Now it's getting serious bad.
You know what? I started thinking this, Ron. You're right. And we're going to make fun of it, and the late night comedians are going to make fun of it. But that's going to lighten the seriousness,
yeah.
The levity of these problems
I didn't think it was serious before. And I'm not even talking about policies. That's a political
right.
thing.
Right, sure.
I'm talking about the security of us living.
Exactly.
All he's got to do is say a stupid little tweet, and you got North Korea on your ass, like, big time.
That's one thing.
And now Russia uses him as their puppet.
See, now you know what? Now everyone can understand why Russia wanted him to win.
Yes.
Because he will go up to them and say, hey, I got some great intel.
Yeah.
I get great intel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's some of it.
Yeah.
And he tweets
He was actually bragging. He says, I get it every day. I get some great intel. For example... And he might have thought, well, you know, that's okay. What he doesn't understand.
He says, I have a right. He tweeted, I have a right to give this info.
And
share this info.
It's not illegal. True. But here's what is.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't understand is today, probably ISIS is beheading people and saying, who leaked this to the United States that we have the laptops now?
It's the laptop thing.
I want everybody here, and heads are going to roll literally.
Right. Well, maybe it'll be their own heads, so that can't be too bad. But you know, it's a person that helped us.
No, it's they're spies,
right? Exactly.
And people that are helping us. We're cutting those off, quote unquote. On top of that, other countries are going to say, yeah, we have intelligence information.
Yeah, we can't share it anymore.
Can't share it anymore.
Not until Trump's out and somebody else is in.
Yeah, because we got a big mouth, and he'll just use it as a, hey, guess what I know.
He's not just a big mouth. He is stupid. My dad said he is completely stupid.
Yeah, he really is. He really is.
That's crazy, Dunn.
And that affects the security of this country immediately. So I'm trying to think, like, what would actually be illegal here?
Yeah, treasonous.
Well, here it is.
Okay.
All he's got to do is be called into some type of panel in front of Congress where they're investigating, like, what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump lies to Congress, impeachable offense.
Oh, really?
It is against the law to lie to Congress.
You got
to
prove he lied.
Well, that's
Which
quite
he lies easy, all
that's
the time.
That's quite easy to do. That's the simplest thing in the world. Everything's on tape.
Yeah.
Now Trump claims that... And he said, with the firing of James Comey, the FBI agent, he says in a tweet, quote unquote, I got the quote written down.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Comey, you better hope there are no tapes of our conversations.
I remember hearing that.
So if there are no tapes, then that's an idle threat and a lie. If there are tapes, he needs to hand them over to Congress because they will request those tapes.
He could edit these tapes, you know.
If he does, it's like Nixon, he's gone. He's out. He's out quickly. This is turning into quite an easy fetch.
Maybe. He apparently records people in Trump hotels. They've said he's known for this. So
I just hope that he takes himself down before he takes us down with him. That's my hope.
Well, you know what? These people still back him. It's the craziest thing. If you see any Fox News or you see these people, you know what? It reminds me of back in the OJ trial when someone, Howard Stern, I think was it, that said the OJ could have stood there with her head in his hand and said, look what I did. And people would still defend him.
Correct.
Because people feel that strongly.
He's OJ.
About LAPD. They felt that strong. They feel this strongly about Hillary. It was anybody but Hillary. Anybody. So now I think it's anybody but Trump.
Well, now, see, that's the problem. Trump had that thing going with Hillary.
Yeah.
Now she's out of the picture.
They're still talking
about
her.
So now he's got to talk about all Democrats or even sometimes some Republicans or the justice system or the Security Council. I mean, he just downs everybody and pisses them off. And one day, very soon, they're all going to say, all right, that's enough.
Even some of the GOP, like Marco Rubio. I mean, some people are starting to ask serious questions. And they're like, wait, I need to know
the
these answers.
The election's coming up for these people.
Yeah, I've heard that's a good thing next year.
Yeah.
And these things are going to really talk about shaking it up.
If they support Trump and Trump goes down rather quickly, even before the election, bye-bye, pack him up. Immediately. Yeah.
But I've even heard people saying, the Fox people apparently, that, you know, Hillary did much worse.
Yes.
How do they make these words leave their mouths? Do their brains even believe this?
They do.
For a year and a half, she was leaking security stuff and emails and all kinds of stuff.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And guess what? She wasn't.
She wasn't
president.
Leaking at all.
And she wasn't the president.
Correct. He's
the president.
She was irresponsible in having the home server. But she did not leak stuff.
And she didn't get stuff he got. Yeah. He's getting super top intel.
Correct.
She did not get that.
Correct.
Presidents get that.
Well, they get similar.
The Russians, oh my God. Yeah. I can't even, and I watched the documentary.
Stupid. They're not stupid. They got him in the pocket.
The oligarch. They've got him. They wanted him.
Yeah.
He's there. They're giving him money. See, they're paying him, so he's supplying information. It's a quid pro quo, but he's not giving them money. That's why he can say, I don't give them any money, because he doesn't. They give him money.
But even if they probably do, but even if they don't, then he's just incredibly stupid and playable.
Right.
And what country wouldn't love that? Right. All you got to do is provoke him a little bit, and he'll do anything you want.
It's crazy.
And
his ego is so big. Look what I got.
It's really...
look what I got for you now.
It's really very... It's kind of scary, and I think even those that voted for him are saying, all right, you got to understand, I couldn't do Hillary, but I got to tell you, this is not good.
I don't know. A lot of people really want to dig their heels in and say, hey, you know what? It's fine. Why do people worry?
They need to stay away from me. Oh, there are some that have still the conspiracy theories going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. No, it's interesting, to say the least. And again, I hope my prediction by the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
There's some proceeding that will be his demise. Anyway.
And you heard me say I watched the documentary that's the Dutch TV put out. It's right on YouTube for free. You can see it and how he's connected to these Russian mobsters for years, for decades.
Wow.
So, I mean, they stayed in his Trump Soho. They rent space there, and he's got a guy that he works for him, one floor under him. And he, quote, said, you can hear him say it, I wouldn't know him if he walked in. He works for him. He's got his business card.
Why? If this is so common
knowledge.
The Dutch
had to get it, though, yeah.
But if it exists, then why isn't there an investigation nationally?
I don't understand. Because they don't talk to American journalists. But so a guy goes in with an accent, a German accent, let's talk like Dutch, and he goes in there and he talks to these people and tries to get interviews. And at least he's getting cameras. They have, you know, hidden cameras.
Why wouldn't some American journalists pick up on this?
Because we're Americans. They won't talk to you. As soon as you have an accent, you could pretend to have an accent.
But the story's out.
I would like to talk to you about something.
The story's out.
Yeah, it's out now. And now they're doing Blood Diamonds. They just did that part too.
Yeah.
This is called Donald Trump and His Dubious Friends is the name of the series in Dutch.
Yeah, but why do they have to? All right.
Yeah.
So all right.
I know.
As long as they do something
about
it.
They're doing something, but.
I know.
Why didn't this come up before the election is the good thing. Why didn't this documentary,
because
which they did a while ago.
Because it was so. He was so different and he was so not political. And I wish he was,
it's
to be
times.
Honest with you, to
good
some
times.
Extent. Yeah, it's crazy. Trump actually, this is quote unquote in an interview before he became president, they said, you play golf, Donald. And he says, yes, I like to walk around with a club.
Oh my God, like a caveman.
He says, you don't sleep. Do you exercise? He says, I don't believe in exercise. And here's what he says. And I kind of agree with him to some extent. He says, when you're born with a battery, with a finite amount of energy. When you exercise, it depletes.
Oh, stop!
Depletes it faster.
Get lost.
That's what he believes.
He's, you know what? He believes a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, he does.
That's just one more thing.
And he says that his friends sometimes are bodybuilders, and he's saying to them, You're expending your energy, and you only have a certain amount, so now you're going to die earlier.
You know,
and he says, all my friends have hip replacements and knee replacements, the people that work out. And he said, you're not going to live as long as me because I don't expend that energy.
You know what that reminds me of? The superstitious people that say you only have so many words in your life. Yeah. And once you say that last word, that's you're going to die because you're given so many words to say. Blah, 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 blah. I hope that counted for 100. I don't believe that. You stop that. Donald Trump and everybody else.
I don't know. I just, I think the number of supporters are depleting considerably.
I hope.
At this point. They'll always be the base, but you can't.
They'll always be the base.
You can't be successful with like 3 out of 10 people even tolerating you.
No, that's the good news. It's waning, which is good news, I suppose.
I know Wayne, and he's a good man.
Is he? What about Garth?
Brooks?
Party on.
Oh, that one.
Dude.
See, I am, what do you call me?
A little hip? Small hips?
No, something else.
Oh, you're a noob.
Noob, that's what I am.
You are a noob.
That's what I am.
You admit that.
I know what Bluetooth is. I just don't understand.
Bluetooth? Yeah, that's like the Arrested Development.
I ran out of my words.
Bluth. Michael Bluth.
That's it. You don't run out immediately. First, you just screw them up, and then you run out completely.
Oh, well, I'm on my way.
Yeah, maybe you're there too.
Doing that.
You're there too.
Remember what we talked about, Nordstrom bags?
Yes.
I keep forgetting to bring this up, but you mentioned to me, we saw people, you know, eating at a fancy restaurant in Easton, no names, but it's a fancy restaurant in Massachusetts. One of them, quasi-fancy. But anyway, people, you say it's like carrying around a Nordstrom bag.
Yes.
It's a status symbol.
It is.
It doesn't mean anything except that you went to Nordstrom.
Correct.
Ooh.
Correct.
You have money.
Right.
You're important. You're special.
But it's only good amongst your own. It's only good amongst your other...
Yeah, people on Skid Row don't know what Nordstrom is.
Well, they will actually kill you. They'll say, you're an asshole, and they'll kill you. But if you're among Nordstrom people, then you fit in.
Well, don't they want to say, what'd you get? What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
Oh, well, you say, I go to Nordstrom's all the time. I have a lot of bags. I use this
carrying
bag.
You can just reuse it and put, like, donuts in there? I mean, you could do anything.
Well, you have a few just in case one rips. But I don't think they do.
I've never had any.
I don't even know what they look like. I think that it says Nordstrom's on it, I assume.
I've had a Neiman Marcus like shopping bag, I think, years ago that someone gave me. But my dad calls it Human Dorcas.
I used to be proud walking around with a Sears bag. I thought that was something, sure.
No, Victoria's Secret. I'd like to hold those little bags. Those
I thought
are
Sears
cute.
Was pretty cool until they bought out Kmart or merged with Kmart.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. This was like about 8 years ago.
So there's still Kmarts, though.
Yeah, Kmart and Sears are owned by the same company, and then it was like, oh, okay, not so much.
Okay.
Not so much.
Ah.
Kmart was never like...
So what do you like, Kohl's?
Kohl's is a little bit of a step up, I believe.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
I got a parka there once. A pair of shoes.
I got a parka space. I was driving in nearby, got a parka.
I got a nice red parka. It was $150, $75.
All right, Bluetooth. What the hell does that mean? I understand it means that you don't have to be connected. It's done through the air.
Sure.
But what is that? Where did that word come
from? That's a great question because I don't
know. Don't Google.
And I can't.
Please don't Google anymore.
Ever?
It's more fun just to find out.
My homepage is Google.
It's more fun to ask around.
When I open a page, it's Google right away because that's usually what
that's
I want.
Mine, yeah.
But.
That's what everybody says.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Some people have MSN. They want to see news headlines.
Oh, I don't think so.
I know so.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen these people.
Only if your email is
then you're stuck.
At
I've tried
MSN.com.
It. Then I'm all looking at news.
Yeah.
Why do I want to do that?
Yeah, Google's the only one that doesn't really have the news.
Unless you type in the word news. You ever do that? Yeah. Type news in? That's how I get my topics. I go to Google and type in news, and then it shows me what's really happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That works.
But Bluetooth, I don't know because... It's the technology, so somebody coined it.
Right.
It has nothing to do with your teeth.
No. Well, no. No,
but it's an earpiece, usually. It started as an earpiece, I think, that you use when you're on your phone.
Wasn't there a thing when we were younger that you could pick up radio signals from your teeth?
You mean like 12 monkeys?
No, your teeth.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean 12 monkeys?
That's a movie. And you had to pull your teeth out because they were tracking you through your teeth.
Oh, I did not see that movie. Was that Bruce Willis?
Yeah, and Brad Pitt.
I know who was in it, but I never saw it.
Oh my God, it's so great.
I didn't watch it because I thought I'm not interested in looking at jungle films.
No, it's like a time travel, which to me, you know time travel.
That's fun stuff.
Oh my God. So it's another one.
Because you have to figure out in it, like if you change the course of
yes,
time,
yes, and right, they have to. Actually, they're trying yeah, to, and yeah. then he actually sees himself at the end.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Yeah,
he sees he's a kid seeing himself as an adult get killed in an
yeah.
airport.
Yeah,
mind blowing. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's
no,
mind-blowing.
I don't know what you're talking
about. It's
I,
so cool.
I couldn't even figure out that the I See Dead People thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why no
M.
one
Night
figured...
Shyamalan.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why he didn't know he was dead all that time. Why all of a sudden...
I figured it out very early.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even think I saw the movie, to be honest with you. I just know
it's
the phrase.
Really? Especially when they're sitting at the table and yeah. nothing, none of the silverware moved and you just sat there and she was talking and I'm like, okay, why is he not touching anything? Why is nothing moving?
Yeah.
Oh, this is... Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. But he didn't know.
I didn't know until yeah. the end when he's like something with his ring or I don't know. It was weird. It was scary.
So the only creepy. The only person that talked to him at all through the whole movie was the kid?
Was Haley Joel Osment.
That's it. So yeah. other people in the movie didn't talk to
well,
him.
Well, there was another, I think a dead person did, but he didn't know he was dead.
I see. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like that. When I go into a room or something or a restaurant, And the server just never comes over unless I create
died.
A stink. I always
wonder that too.
I look around and I say, "Am I invisible? Seriously, am I?"
Yes.
I wonder, and then I think of that movie, but I don't think I am.
I think that happened to me the other day at Abington Ale House. I was sitting there, and I felt like, "What if this is hell? We've died, and this is what hell really is."
Well, that's not so bad.
It might have been the movie theater, though. It was somewhere.
How bad can hell be if you're sitting in an ale house waiting to have a drink and some
horrible.
Food?
Horrible.
Why?
And
that's hell?
I'm looking at these clowns and these Charlie Chaplin statues. It was freaking me out, man.
They
need the decor change.
I think it's better than brimstone and fire coming out of...
Well, okay, if you compare it to that...
Well, I thought that's what it was. I mean, I didn't read that book either. I don't read a lot of books.
Get back to gnashing your teeth, Hitler.
What I understand... And hell apparently is in the center of the earth somewhere in China.
Well, it's like a dimension, I would say, like heaven. It's
like
not in
dementia.
The clouds. It's all
dementia.
Dimensional.
Dementia.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So remember when I told my grandson to say that quote from Seinfeld, the jerk store called and they're running
yeah,
out of
let's,
you?
Yeah, let's go back in time and hope
last week.
History doesn't change. Last week on the show.
Watch, said, listen every day, everyone.
Yeah, otherwise you'll have no idea what's going on. And even if you listen, you'll have no idea what's going on.
Probably.
Believe me, you'll have less. Your grandson goes to school, and you kind of fool with him. And
he's 11.
And you tell him things to say.
Like I said, have a nice... see you next month at the April 30th, last day of school.
Yeah.
That month. So I said, see you next month. And they laughed. I thought it was funny.
Right. So you feed him information.
I feed him stuff to
like
say.
You give catnip to a cat.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, how about... hey, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Right.
And that's George Costanza Seinfeld.
From
everyone
Seinfeld.
Knows everyone knows
well,
that.
Only if you watch Seinfeld.
But his teacher didn't know. And she gave him a timeout. He just sit there for an hour.
What? Oh, Tori.
I know. But he said, was it worth it? He said, yep. So we know it was worth it.
Did
still.
He explain to her?
Yeah, I had a note written down with my handwriting.
Oh.
And he showed her. Didn't care.
Well, they should have given you the timeout.
I'll take it. But yeah. So now everyone's kind of, they're not mad at me really, but they're mad at him for listening to me. Don't let your grandma tells you that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But he's gonna, because he knows me. He knows it'll be funny no matter what.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should make sure that the references are somewhat universal.
And not insulting.
Yeah, that's kind of,
calling
I never
her
thought
a
of
jerk.
That.
Can you imagine saying that to an adult when you're 11?
No,
this kid's got guts.
I guess that's where the timeout comes from.
I would have done it though. See, when I was 11, I would have done this.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of molding him.
Correct. Well, you're puppeteering him is what you're doing.
Yeah,
You're seasoning him
to
be
Putin
the next Tory.
And he's Trump. Just do this, Donald.
Yeah.
It will be fine.
You're
just
Putin,
tell them you got good intel.
You're putting him in a bad situation.
I sure am. Put on bumps with George with his rim shot.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you hear about all that? The hacking going on now.
You know, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, global hacking.
Global hacking. And apparently, possibly now, it's North Korea.
That's what they're saying again.
Now, if it is, then of course we're going to start provoking again.
Oh, my God. But we need to build our defenses up. They were saying we might be lax in our defenses that should have been put up, and that's a problem. So, you know, even you people listening at home, make sure your antivirus is up to date.
Yes.
Get a good firewall.
Go to the doctor.
And update these.
Right.
Update your things. Yeah. Your Windows updates.
Well,
you know,
it's automatic. It should be automatic unless you tell the computer not to.
Yes.
But some large companies in this country didn't update their systems either. One being Federal Express
good
when
time.
It positively
has to get
has
there.
To shut
when
down
you have
to
hack you.
Yeah.
They will.
So it goes for companies as well, mm-hmm. and that would have actually stopped this this malaise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there are far more advanced countries in North Korea, perhaps, that can possibly get beyond that as well. I really believe that, you know, we go again.
Is it Donald Trump stuff?
No.
Okay, good.
I just liken back to the simpler day where there wasn't this kind of threat coming from every direction. It's coming from hacking. All my personal stuff is in that machine.
Right.
Everybody's is.
Sure.
And it can be catastrophic. It can close down banks. It can close.
That's how it's going to happen. It's not going to be a bomb. It's going to be financial terrorism.
That's absolutely true. That, and you've got the this nuclear stuff going on. You know, people using that as a leverage stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your own. And I am going to go to it. Your own president, who is trying to change this from a democracy to an autocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And kill democracy so that he can run the thing the way he thinks it should be run. And he's certainly proven that he knows how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're being attacked like from all ends.
Isn't it exciting?
Something to do.
You know, it's keeping me awake.
It's something to do.
Don't you find that disturbing that Donald Trump says he doesn't sleep? He's not human. I've said it before.
There's nobody.
He's the Antichrist.
No, he is the Antichrist. There is no human being on the planet that can exist intelligently without any sleep whatsoever.
It's not even possible.
It isn't possible.
You need to at least micro nap. So, I mean, stop this.
The first thing Dr. Phil says,
oh my God, is
don't make any decisions when you're tired.
Yeah.
And yet,
I shouldn't make any anyway, at all, ever.
Yeah, but Tori, you're not president.
That's the thing. Imagine me president? This is what I'm saying. Some people should not be president.
We'd be in a nuclear holocaust.
Exactly. So, Donald Trump, other people, we're not president material.
No.
Adam Sandler. I mean, there's probably a few of us.
Hey, who knew? Who knew?
I knew.
Yeah, whatever.
I knew. I knew a long time ago. It's making me angry again.
What are you going to do? Now all these celebrities are thinking of running for president because apparently Trump can do it, and he's broken the seal. You see the Pandora's box?
Right,
we got the Pandora's box thing going on here. As soon as you open the lid on something, it's difficult to get the lid back on. Actually, it's impossible to get the lid back on.
Right.
Now he's actually opened up the people used to say, oh, you got to have some experience. You got to know what you're doing.
Even though
Trump has obviously proven that
you got to be a con man.
But still, it's opened the door. Mm-hmm. For people to con continually.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gotten it. Oprah is considering
a run. I heard that.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't know either,
Sure.
I prefer her over Donald Trump, of course.
I prefer my dead grandmother over Trump.
But I thought Oprah and Trump were friends. She's been on his show. He
was an interest thing at the time. Is probably more so now than then. And now you got some celebrities that are thinking of taking a run. It's interesting.
President Winfrey. I like the sound of that better than President Trump, which my brain can't accept when I hear it.
Again, anything is eating a hamburger.
He's not the president. Effective. He's a celebrity apprentice dude. He's not a president.
But he's not even a celebrity. That's the
thing. He made himself one, like one of the Hiltons.
He's not an entertainment talent. He's right. He sat behind the desk and said, "You're fired." And
spied on
that's
Miss
all.
America's in their
that's
dressing room.
Like, it's like having the Kardashians in the White House.
Yeah,
what
I wouldn't
the hell
want
is
that.
The difference?
No, I couldn't watch that.
And again, there are tons of people that work for Trump
mm-hmm.
who are angry at him, yet they don't come to the forefront and say, "I got to tell you what he did when I was working there." Some of the stuff that he did.
Yeah, did you hear they were just screaming the Sean Spicer thing? They were yelling behind closed doors. They heard.
Yeah.
See, people are going to come out and start saying more things. I heard that the GOP are less afraid of him now.
Because they think if he fails, I mean, if they don't support him,
right.
then they're all going to fail.
Yes.
But no, stupid Republicans, it's the other way around. If you support him now, you will fail. If you don't support him, you may win.
Yeah.
You may win.
They're figuring that out quickly.
Yeah. Well, they better do it quickly for all of our sakes. I don't know. Anyway, we're kind of trumping that today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Well, we could skip around, like, talk about Facebook.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I love how Ron's face goes because he doesn't know anything about it, everybody. So it's the subject
that I know enough to know that I don't know anything about it.
Well, this is a question that could be universal, not even Facebook. Okay, fine. How about this? We'll just make it a general question.
Sure, thanks.
Okay. Some people you see on Facebook, you remember from a long time ago.
Yes.
You don't want to reconnect with
no.
them. So that's like these people you've known like in high school or college or wherever, and you're like, oh, I remember them. I don't want to reconnect. Don't you ever feel like that?
Here's the interesting thing. I'm older than 30,
mm-hmm.
and you reach a certain age. I think it's 50.
Okay.
So maybe it's 60. I think it's 50. Where you say to you, because you've been out of school for so long. It's been 30 years.
Right.
Plus.
Me too.
And you're saying to yourself, I wonder what happened to these people. we had some kind of relationship back then.
Yeah.
But we don't anymore. I don't know where this person is. There's a curiosity that you want to theoretically tie up the loose ends of your life, even though you don't want to go there necessarily.
Right.
You just want to, you get nostalgic.
Sure.
Because it's so long ago. It's like living in a house. That's not your case, but it's like living in a house when you're brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody leaves the house when you're, you know, when you go to college.
Right.
And you haven't seen the house for 30 years.
Yeah.
Then you get the opportunity to go back into the house.
Yeah.
It's a gas, man.
I remember this. I remember that.
Yes.
But I've done that. I've gone to these people's Facebook pages. I've tracked them down. Listen
yes.
to this. I don't friend them.
Right.
But I look and see their pictures and what they're doing. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
History,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm afraid to go back because they were kind of like a loose cannon
yep.
back then.
Yep.
They were like drinking and smoking and yep. all getting high
yep.
and like a
yep.
little skeevy. And then some of them, I see the language is a little off. And I go,
yes.
I don't want to reintroduce myself.
Oh,
because then they're going to start saying, hey, how you doing? What's your phone number? You got any money? I don't know what they're going to,
so
how far it's going to go.
Everybody you know was in that category?
A lot of, in Brockton High School in Massachusetts? Oh,
oh
sure.
Oh.
We would, that was, it was back crazy back then in the 70s,
wow.
man.
Wow.
Who knows?
I went to Teaneck High School in Teaneck,
oh,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Of
Joyzy.
Course. Yeah, well, of course.
You and your Teaneck.
And
you and your teabag.
I always get these invitations to go to a reunion.
Do you go?
No.
So fast. No, of course
no.
not.
And my wife Nancy says that I actually went to one and I don't recall it.
You drank then? You have to.
No, it was before.
Oh.
I smoked then.
You're a rebel.
Which was kind of worse. And she says that I went to the 10-year reunion.
Right.
And she smiled. She says, you know, it was very funny because you walked into the room, because it's never held at the high school. It's always
some function hall.
That's not even in the town that you went to school in.
Can't.
And she says, you walked in the room, you looked around, and you said, we're in the wrong place.
Get out of here.
And I guess I said it somewhat kiddingly. Oh. I knew absolutely nobody there whatsoever.
Oh, no.
I had a graduating class of like 1,200 kids.
Yeah, I had that many too.
Yeah, so you don't necessarily know everybody.
No.
And I was not exactly Mr. Social Pants.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess why?
So what'd you do all night? You don't even remember being there, though. So how do you remember what
you did?
I
remember being there. I suppose left early because it was stupid. You drove all the way
to Jersey and then hung around for an hour and left?
Well, to that particular place. I was there for other
purposes, okay. Good,
I
good.
Assume. I mean, because I was brought up in there. I visit. I go to New York and stuff.
You want to leave Jersey? Just get out of there quick.
Yeah, Jersey's something else.
It smelled funny. I was there once.
It smelled funny.
It did. Driving down the highway, I was like, what is that smell?
That's the car.
But that was the 80s. Maybe it's changed.
They have cleaned it up.
Okay.
I mean, it's still the meadow. It's called the Meadowlands now.
Okay.
And that's where the stadium is. It's swamp area filled in is what it is.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
And there used to be factories. There still are.
Okay.
But now we have somewhat better pollution
control. Yeah, I was completely serious. I did smell something strange. You know, my nose.
It was sulfur. It was
okay,
the smell of
was.
Sulfur.
I went to Atlantic City to go gambling.
Like grandma ruined the eggs in the next room. That's what it smelled like.
Yeah, I didn't had no desire to go back, and I still haven't been back. So now that you say, okay, maybe I'll go back.
Like a gigantic fart.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
All right, that's bad.
No, it's not bad now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, thanks for clearing up that mystery.
Well, thanks for talking about Facebook.
Yeah.
It still intimidates me because it does more every day, and that means I have less control over it.
Yeah, if someone wants to friend me that I know, I kind of accept, though, usually. If I don't know them, I probably won't accept you. But if I know you, I'm kind of, I guess I'll have to accept.
Here's what I don't understand about it. I have, like, over 1,000 friends on all different pages.
Right, yeah, all together.
Yeah, and I don't understand why I only see some of their stuff on my page.
That's an algorithm. You mean on the news feed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an algorithm.
Well, news feed is like, you know, people take pictures of their, you know.
Well, not your page. Your page is your page.
Right.
And their page is their page.
Oh, correct.
And I'm you
talking
would go
about
to
my page. When you I thought once I'm a friend of someone on Facebook, isn't everything that they do on their page on mine?
No, no. It comes to the news feed, which is the middle. It's not really a page. It's a news feed.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. That's just what you're seeing, different things about pages you follow, people you follow. That's just going to give you a general, you know, thing.
Yeah.
But if you don't like look at someone's page a lot, you're probably not going to see their updates on your page because the algorithms show that you're not that interested in them. Yeah. Like so I see some of my top 20 friends, I probably see their stuff all the time on my feed, which is like, because then I can like it and read it and all that. But I don't follow everyone because I have over 300 people.
So I have to physically follow other people to see their stuff on my page?
Yeah. You'd have to click follow.
But I've never done that to anybody.
Well, I'll show you
yet
how to
yet
do
I'm
that.
Seeing yours.
Yeah, because you haven't never clicked unfollow.
I've never
it clicked, automatically defaults never, to follow people when you friend them. It automatically
but
defaults
but
to
I've
that.
Never I've never unfollowed anybody. I've never followed anybody. I've never unfollowed anybody.
Well, then again,
everybody.
It's just algorithms. You're seeing more of people that maybe go, maybe leave comments on your page or
I
something
see.
That you're connected
I
to.
See.
In some way,
I see.
Facebook senses somebody's clicking something
see,
on each other's page.
That's what scares me.
Like you've commented on my
that's
page.
That's what scares me is that entity can do out.
Oh, sure. They know what you're doing.
Well, I don't like that. I think that's weird. And every time I put a picture in, everybody who is my friend, there's a gigantic announcement with sirens going off. Ron changed his profile picture.
It shows in the newsfeed. Again, play the ticker. It shows that you've done that. And then people say, oh, what's this? Because Ron's never on here.
well,
you know what? I notice when you friend someone, it shows, it alerts me who you've friended. You and Lois became friends yesterday. I was all excited.
Yes, I did. How did you know that? What business is that of yours?
It's on my feed, dude. Because I don't unfollow you. I follow you because I want to know what you're up to. Yeah.
It says Ron.
And you notice I clicked like on
Lois?
It? I clicked like on it.
I didn't look at that.
Because I'm friends with Lois. So I was like, oh, goody, they're friends now.
So every time.
I mean, Facebook friends, you've known her for years. It's funny because now you're Facebook friends.
Right.
How that works. Now it matters. Now it's official. It wasn't before then.
If I have 1,000 Facebook friends, then I only know maybe 6.
Yeah, I know. There's a percentage.
A very, very weird percentage as far as that's concerned. So, So if I become a Facebook friend with somebody and they have 20 other friends that we have in common.
They're called mutual friends, sure.
All those, mutual friends. All those 20 other mutual friends will now be told that I am a friend of somebody else.
If they follow you, sure, absolutely.
How do I know how many people are following me?
You can't know that.
Why can't I?
You can only know how many.
Why can't I know?
Just assume most of your friends follow you. Okay, and that's a good thing. And then strangers can follow you if you have that setting. So you can know how many strangers.
Oh my God.
I have 130 strangers that follow me.
How do you know that?
Because that you can find out.
How?
It'll show right on your page.
You're someday going to have to spend some time with me and show me.
I can do it today if you want.
No.
All right.
I'm too scared today.
Okay.
And I have things to do with
do
this.
You?
I need to clear my brain so much just to pick up even what you're saying now.
Well, let me just tell you this. I was going to bring this up to you about Facebook many times, and I think now's a good time to do it because we just had a holiday.
Yeah.
We had Mother's Day.
Right.
And what you can do on Facebook is you can say Happy Mother's Day, and people do. Let me tell you, I only got 2 phone calls.
Yes.
Real phone calls from real people. One was my son.
Yes.
And then my daughters, you know, can say through Facebook or in person, Happy Mother's Day. So one of my daughters Facebooked me, Happy Mother's Day. That counts. You know what? If it wasn't for social media, Ron, I wouldn't get a lot of the support that I need for Mother's Day. You know why? I think it's a wonderful invention, social media. People are able to tell me, I sympathize with you. I hope you're doing okay today on Mother's Day. I'm tired of people knocking social media because it's just a reality that's in space. It's people that are telling me things.
The problem is that social media is more abused than it's used. Those are you've just pointed out maybe the only one good thing that that thing does.
Yes.
It also festers anger, resentment, insults. It puts people in positions that aren't face-to-face, so they don't know what they meant by certain things. It's like texting.
Right.
It can cause it can cause people to feel horrible about themselves, feel diminished. The positive parts of it are there, but and they're used, but the negatives, I think, far outweighing it at this point, because I think it got out of hand.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. If you can try to avoid the negative, good for you, and just focus on the people that you know, your friends, and watch, see what they're doing. What are they exercising? Are they going out to eat? I kind of like to know that. I'm like, oh, how was the food? I've always wanted to go there. It's you know what, people? It's the stupid telephone. It's just like a telephone. It's like you're having a conversation on the internet with your friend. Why is it lessened? Why does that not count? Why do people say, it's just Facebook? You know what? If I'm interacting with someone that I know and I can't see them, they're in California, I think it's great. I'm like, good. Thank God. I'm happy to hear that.
Because
I'm rooting for you, man.
I understand the Facebook. By the way, the name Facebook is a horrible reason. You probably know the history of Facebook.
It started in a college. But it's supposed to be...
Which girls are the prettiest.
Yeah.
That's like a horrible reason. But if there was another term for friends on Facebook, I would be far more comfortable.
Really? If they changed the name?
Because there are levels of people and relationships. And it takes the true meaning of the word friend, of which there shouldn't be a thousand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
I agree.
And it changes it. And
But unfortunately, it's like Google now. You Google something. You don't search engine it. You Google it.
Right.
Facebook. It's not social media. It's Facebook. They're a brand now.
But it is bastardized.
Yes.
That relationship.
That's a good
the
word.
Title of that relationship.
Right. Okay.
Because a friendship is something that is far more involved.
And valued.
Than a couple of words.
But if it's what you have, it's what you have. Some people can't even afford telephones. Somehow they go to the library. A friend of mine actually goes to the library for internet to Facebook because she can't afford to have it at home. So how you doing? She's, I'm at the library, so I can't turn up the volume, whatever you're sending me. But at least we're still like, hey, how's it going? I'll see you this summer.
Yeah.
It's a small bit of something which I value because some of these people are my real friends.
Right.
So it's all I get from them. It's Facebook. Great. I'll take it.
I guess. I know. You may not feel like that all the time, though.
Oh, sometimes, I can't be online right now because I'm so angry hormonally that I will start trouble with people.
Yeah.
I have to be very careful because I'll read it wrong. I'll be like, what did they just say? What does that mean? I'll overthink it.
I would resent a quote-unquote friendship that takes place
only
in that venue.
If they're not nearby, then I know that's what I take. But if they're nearby
and it's keep in touch, fine. But if there's no other form of communication other than that,
and they're nearby,
then the title of that relationship is
incorrect. I'm a little insulted.
Yeah. But it's, look, I'm a newbie. I'm a noob.
A newbie.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You are a noob with zeros, not O's.
Correct. Did you ever hear this Airbnb?
I have.
I don't quite understand.
But only within the last year. I never heard of it before.
I hadn't either. Apparently, these two guys came up with an idea of having strangers who were traveling sleep on their floor on air mattresses. And then
I don't trust that.
I don't either.
Are you kidding me right now?
I don't even
lock my doors at night.
Uber
I'm not going to invite strangers into my house.
I can't imagine saying to people, pay me $20 and you can live in my house for a week. What are we talking about?
Can you imagine if Ted Bundy had something like this back in the day?
I know.
He would have been, unbelievable.
Would have been home.
You know what? He would have loved it. Yeah. I'm actually watching a Ted Bundy thing right now.
Oh, yeah?
It's from the 80s with Mark Harmon, who plays Ted Bundy.
Really?
The NCIS dude.
Oh, that's nice.
It's good because there's no violence in it.
Yeah.
It's like just the story of him, and it got good ratings.
You know, I always get when everybody says Ted Bundy, I always get confused with Married with
Married
Children.
Married with Children,
And I think
that was unfortunate that they called him Bundy. It was, what was his name?
Al
Bundy.
Al Bundy, but still a very common kind of first name.
If my last name was Bundy, we talked about last names a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm changing it.
Yes, it's probably
a
good idea.
I don't want a crazy last name, and I don't want a Bundy last name.
No.
Or a Hitler last name.
No,
who
that's
has the
not
last
good.
Name Hitler? I don't know anyone.
And
nobody.
I would not open up a store called BJ's, which they have here in Massachusetts. I don't know if it's nationwide.
Hey, there's good prices. It's Costco. They compete.
If I can get a good price for a BJ, then I guess that's good.
That's such a guy thing to say.
I'm not even into that anymore.
Guys are so predictable.
Because it's too familiar. I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up.
I was told
those are the initials of what that is.
Like Rich and Tucker. Is that their names? Who are those radio people?
I don't know.
Topher? Rich and They're Boston really sports people.
I don't know who they are.
I watched today a little bit just because I wanted to see who. I've heard the name forever on radio. Yeah. And so I watched. They have a TV show now. Great. They're on CBC or CNC or something.
CNC.
See you next Tuesday. But it was kind of funny, but you know, it was all about sports. So yeah. Already lost me. I'm like, if they want to do a show about sports, good luck with Celtics this and Lakers that and Bruins. I don't care. Bunch of dumb. They have Collins.
I know.
Frank the Tank. And I don't know what it means.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah, the regular callers. They call up.
Very, very. To me, that's a little scary. I know. I'm not that much into sports.
At all.
Right. No, I.
You know what it means. You know what teams are.
I will watch some games.
You know what baseball involves. Sure.
Yeah, I know what it looks like.
Right.
I know that it's
this
all
bases,
fat
this
people.
Hits.
Yeah, it's fat people throwing balls around.
They're not that fat.
Pretty much. Well,
they're in shape. They better. Their battery's going to run out, though. They better be careful.
Why would they be in shape? All they do is stand there and hit something.
Yeah, the
with
pitches
a stick.
Are kind of heavy. Well, yeah. No, they're in great shape. Baseball players, stop it.
What do they do? What the hell do they do?
Are you kidding me? They got to knock balls out of the park. They got to run to bases. You could get a designated hitter, designated runner.
You don't run to bases a lot, first of all. It's not like you have to be an
incredible. Daryl Strawberry used to steal bases like crazy.
Yeah, and then nobody knew where they were.
I didn't think of that.
No, baseball is freaking lame.
It's, but you don't know. Your point is you don't know
even
much
the
about.
Announcers start talking about their shoes. I mean, they
the
just.
The color commentary.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. Yeah, so stupid.
I could never do that.
Basketball, hockey, even football's a little slow, but
Celtics
it's still
in the playoffs, you know, dude.
So I heard. Celtics, by the way, this show comes out of Boston.
Well, everyone
so
knows who the Celtics
a lot of
are.
People, yeah, I guess. But
everywhere.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was watching a game show on television, The Match Game. They brought that back.
With Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah. No, it's very, very raunchy. Very, very raunchy.
Ooh, I must check it out.
Oh, fine. Good. Okay. So anyway, they had a girl on. It was a contestant, one or two contestants. She's from Boston.
No way.
And she happened to love the Red Sox and the Patriots, and she was wearing a Patriots
uh-oh,
shirt.
Oh, I see where this is going.
and the audience, you know, and it says, they say, where are you from? He says, I'm Boston, and go Patriots. And the audience booed her.
Yeah, because they think that he bought the, Deflategate, right?
It's not only that, but it's most of America. Mm-hmm. If not all of America outside of the New England area,
right,
hates these sport teams, uh-oh, especially the Patriots, because I know the theory and I know why,
right?
Because there are teams that are successful in other parts of the
don't
country.
Have a chance, yeah.
It's dynasties.
Sure.
In
that
sports.
That was like the Yankees for a while.
Exactly. People hated the Yankees nationwide.
I still do.
Because they won too much, and it was just not.
It's
totally
not fair
unfair.
Almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's such an allegiance in any part of the country that you live in to your home team that you hate all the successful
ones.
I
like that my home team is successful, though.
Well, it is now. It wasn't always.
Well, so what? Now is now. Who cares about before? Yesterday's over, Ron. Get over it. Move forward in your life.
Something like that. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
That's the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't it Bill Clinton's theme song?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah. Well, theme song. It's campaign music or something.
Yeah, what's his theme song?
I would think that would
they
be
wrote
something
it for
else.
Him. They
what,
wrote it
cigars
for him.
Or something?
Well, we're running out of time.
We really are. My God.
Well, yeah. Well, we exercise way too much.
No, it's the North Korea thing.
Oh.
We're running out of time, man.
What? Which part is
Trump
that?
Better, man. I don't know.
Oh, that part?
Oh, yeah. Just get it over with. Let's blow up. I'm ready.
No.
I want to know what's next.
Oh, it's not. No, we don't blow up in that scenario.
Oh, my dad said, you know what? North Korea, the only missile they could get at might hit Seattle. So over here in the east coast of the United States, we're great.
Well, they don't even have that technology. Here's what would happen.
Okay.
They would launch a missile and hit South Korea or Japan. Either way, it would start a war.
Right.
Actually, when the missile was fired, we do have the technology that they don't possibly have to detect that upon firing.
Correct.
So that missile can be easily destroyed in midair.
Well,
so pretty much.
My dad said if they sent out like 12 at once, which they don't have,
right,
a couple would probably get through.
Right.
Right. That's scary.
Yeah. But then that would be kind of it.
He said, yeah, they would we blow them up. We'd just take them off the planet.
Correct. And there wouldn't be too much argument from other countries about
that. Well, Donald Trump wouldn't even sit for that. No. He'd just be like, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Well, I think any president would.
I was hoping that. Yeah. But then I wondered if, you know, maybe a liberal would be a little more soft on it, and that worries me.
Well, yes, but that wouldn't be the case.
Okay.
So, no, as far as this country's concerned, no. But, of course, not a pleasurable situation.
No, I still wouldn't live on the West Coast. I would just not. I would move east, head east, young man. I would do that.
Yeah, yeah. Still.
This earthquake's too. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons.
I still don't think that's. Well, they can't reach the West Coast, and the technology for that is years off.
How many years? Two.
Oh, God. Well, something's going to happen one way or the other before that.
Yeah, impeachment, right? This summer, things will happen.
There's no question about that. Yes. Now, I think it's Russia that you really got to look out for that would take advantage of this weak little... The man that said that he was so tough and so strong is the weakest president we've ever had as far as brains are concerned.
Yeah, I would take Bush back. I would take Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
Oprah.
Yeah, even Oprah.
I'd vote for Oprah.
I don't think she would win.
Yeah, why?
Because she's too not...
She's liberal?
Not only liberal, it's just, I don't even think she'd do anything about anything.
Really? She'd give everybody a car. An Oldsmobile. Yeah. I need one.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Well, then maybe, maybe the terms are too long. Maybe people should only be president for
2 years.
And there should be something in the Constitution that can end a presidency if the overwhelming majority of the country says no.
Okay.
If you're hiring.
Pull the plug.
Yes. If you get down to a 25% approval rating of all people in a vote, you have to leave. I mean, you have to leave.
Right,
there should be a point, and I don't know what it is, where the Constitution allows a special national election, no matter how expensive that may be, and says the approval rating is only a quarter of the country. That is not going to happen.
You have to be in the Constitution because the president would say, I'm not having that election.
Correct.
He's already been having fits saying, you're fired, you're done, we're not doing elections.
He's a dictator, right.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to be investigated, so he fires the FBI. And the new FBI director will quite obviously not want to pursue the investigation.
Oh, yes.
But that will only cause, that will only cause more.
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle that he's stuck in of crap. He's... And somewhere in his mind, unless he's so delusional, somewhere in his mind he must know this is done. This is over.
Well, they know the Russians have something hanging over him, like they did with Flynn. Yeah. They have like Donald Trump's pee videos or something. Yeah. They've got some dirt on him.
Yeah,
and that's why he's playing ball with them.
Yeah,
he's trapped.
Yeah, caught in the trap.
Yeah, that's a song
look
too.
Back.
That's
Elvis.
Yeah, suspicious minds.
Who would think that Elvis actually knew what was going to happen in the future?
I don't know.
He wore those kind of clothes that would make him look like a clairvoyant.
Oh, yeah.
Like what's that, Claire
with
or
that
something?
Cape.
Who was that woman who used to?
That black lady, Miss Claire,
something.
What's her name? She died.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Yeah,
Miss what is her name? Can we please Google?
Oh, okay.
Miss
Clama.
Miss
Cleo.
Miss Cleo. Thank you. We were all around it.
Tori, I still got it.
You do. I helped you with Clara. Or you helped me.
I came up with the CEO.
Did. You did. Good for you. Miss Cleo died. That was a shame.
Oh. Do you think she knew that was going to happen?
No. Because how come they don't play the lottery tickets? Dude, I'm always asking that. If these clerics, these clairvoyants, what do they call them?
Yes.
Yeah. If they know that, they should be getting rich, playing stock markets, something.
Can you imagine the seriousness of a missing child who is in incredible danger?
Sometimes they find them.
But not through them.
A dog? Bloodhound?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, I think in Russia, actually, they do very much value these clairvoyants for solving crimes.
Yeah, because there's something, these gypsies, something about them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't mess with them.
I think, I wouldn't mess with them in the sense that they are very good connivers, which the Russians seem to be at this point.
And the Romanians. I think it's a Romanian thing.
I don't know.
Romanov. Yeah.
Well, that's where gypsies still exist.
Yeah, and they used to go into the restaurant in Brockton I worked, and then they try to skip out and pay in the bill. For real.
Bastards!
That was a thing. They had a whole gang.
Hmm.
Let's go eat it for free.
Isn't it amazing how in this country, with all the people here and all the crazy people from all around the world, we really don't have pickpockets?
Sure we do.
Not really.
You don't think in Times Square they're picking pockets?
No. Not to that. If you travel to other countries, pickpocketing
is other countries, it's rampant. A thing. It's a business. Sure.
It's
and they teach them young.
Yeah.
Little kids.
Yeah.
Bump into you. Hi.
But you don't really find much of that in this country.
Yeah. We've evolved.
I don't know why.
Now they do get you on this email. They get you started scamming phone calls.
There they have come out. Yep. There they have come
out. It's serious. I got to talk about that on one of my pods, about the emails I'm getting. It's crazy. I told you from We're Melania Trump. You know what the newest is? The scam email? They say, stop harassing me, you piece of crap. I'm going to report you. And they want you to reply and go, I didn't do it. Who's this?
Right.
So you got to ignore all the people saying you're the jerk that's harassing them and stalking them, because you're not. That's another trick.
Right. Oh, anything negative, even like we have word of you need to collect money from you or something like that, and your natural response is to defend yourself. It's very...
You got
to
ignore.
Again, this is what I'm saying about the internet. It wasn't like that before.
Yeah.
It's that scale is starting to tip in a negative way every year.
Yeah.
And
they're finding out new ways.
And we find that we cannot stop them because they are mostly from other countries and you can't do it. And this ransom stuff, this online cyber ransom, this is with Bitcoins where they don't even...
I have $20 in Bitcoin.
Yeah. I mean, you would figure like, okay, if I send people money for ransom, you'll just trace where... I mean, someone's got to pick up the money somewhere.
Well, Bitcoin's...
But it's not...
largely untraceable.
Correct. That's
right.
If it wasn't for Bitcoins,
they
couldn't be doing this stuff necessarily. Or there'd be a drop place.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right. We are out of time.
All right. That's a good thing.
Now it's probably June.
Or something.
Yeah. Okay. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. And we do wish you peace.